Hello friends, welcome to the SOS Podcast. I'm your host Carl. Thanks for joining me again this week. If you're new, welcome to the channel. I hope you enjoy this week's episode. I want to read from the book of James, chapter 1, starting in verse 26. It says, "Those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world." So let's talk about religion. When I first started studying the Bible, first started going to church, there was this idea that was taught to me quite a lot from the pulpit, in conversations with other Christians who were teaching me pretty much everything because I knew nothing, in music, in Christian songs. This idea that being religious was wrong, like the word religion was some kind of four-letter word. We read about the religious leaders of the time of Jesus who had taken their faith and turned it into something that was not freeing but oppressive. We look at how they behaved and we say, oh, religious leaders, they behaved religiously. They were legalistic. They completely missed the point behind their faith and the scriptures, the prophets, the law. They took it and they twisted it all up. They were religious people, so religiosity, religion, that's all wrong. That's the message I was given. In fact, I remember one time when I first started studying the word, someone was talking around me. They said something bad. They said a curse word or made some kind of crude comment and then stopped and apologized and said something like, "Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry to say that. I know you're religious." Now, this person was apologizing for speaking crudely in front of me, which I should have appreciated that and said, "It's okay," or "Thank you," or whatever. But instead, I got offended at the fact that they called me religious. They didn't say, "Oh, I'm sorry to say this around you. I shouldn't. I know you're a Christian." They said, "I'm a religious person." But I had been taught that religion was bad. Being religious was bad. Even the last pastor I had at my current church would teach us that. He would say things like, "Religious people, we don't want to be like those religious people, we're not religious people." And yet, we have the words of James here. And when we read this scripture, it sounds like being religious and having religion is something we should strive for. We want to be religious people. In fact, there is a kind of religion that is actually pleasing to the Father. We have the description right here. One who what? One who cares for those who are in distress. One who cares for those who are in need. One who keeps himself or herself undefiled by the world. Religion is not a bad thing. Being religious is not a bad thing. There's a certain connotation people use, and I think what they're talking about is really someone who's either legalistic or hypocritical. But that's not the same thing as being religious. That's not the same thing as having a good and pure religion that is pleasing to the Lord. I bring this up because, well, number one, if anybody tells you you don't want to be religious or being a religious person is bad or tries to use this word religion in a negative way, just be careful what they're talking about, because the truth is that we have a religion. And we are to practice our religion in a good and faithful, holy way. We are to be religious in a righteous way. That's what the word says here. The other reason I bring it up is because, and I was talking to someone about this in church today, the Bible can be very complex, but it also is pretty simple. Scripture interprets scripture. The Bible tells you what it means. In fact, in the Word it says that the Scriptures are revealed to us through God's Holy Spirit, not through some type of academic exploration of what everything means. I mean, yeah, you need to know context when you're reading the Scripture, but at the end of the day, revelation of Scripture comes through the Holy Spirit. And there are some people who are really trying to complicate the Word of God. And they feel like in order to make a difference or stand out or to be really impactful, they can't just teach what the word says. They overanalyze what the word says. And they do things like interpret the word religion as a negative thing just because there were some religious leaders at a time who were hypocrites, who were twisting the word of God. They were religious leaders. Does it mean that being religious is wrong? The problem was that they had the wrong religion. Their religion wasn't pure, it wasn't pleasing to God. There are many out there who will stand on a platform and say, nobody ever taught this to you this way, but let me show you why this is right. Let me teach you this new thing. When the scriptures have been the scriptures for as long as they've been the scriptures, the truth is there. There is no new truth to be learned. We can't just catch a ride with the next new teaching that rolls into town. We spoke before about always comparing what we learn to scripture. That's biblical instruction. We're required to do that. We are to be discerning and wise regarding what we absorb, what we take in. And this is a classic example. You know, there is nothing new to be learned in the scriptures. Perhaps there are things you don't know yet, things that are new to you. But there's no new teaching that has never been taught before, that no one has learned yet, that someone got a new revelation about and now has to share with you. I think that's a very dangerous thing, because what it does is it allows someone to say, I have a monopoly on the truth. Let me share this little nugget that God hasn't shared with anybody else. The Holy Spirit has revealed this to no one else but me. Let me share this with you. This is how you really interpret the scripture. This is what the Word of God really means. No one's gotten this before. That's an area of danger. I don't know when we started teaching each other that being religious is wrong, and that the word religion is some kind of bad word. But at some point, that came about in church tradition, in our teachings. At some point, someone said, no, we're not religious people. This is not religion. That's wrong. And it stuck. It stuck, even though the word of God is plain. We have a religion, and we're required to keep it good and pure and pleasing to God. We are to be religious people in the righteous way, not in the unrighteous way. It's really important to get in the Word constantly to compare what we think we know, to the Word of God. Because we have been taught much tradition in the church. I don't care what denomination you're in. You've been taught some things through tradition. And what you're required to do, what we're required to do, is make sure that's right. Measure it up against the Word. It is the truth that sets us free, not someone's wrong interpretation of the Word of God. And it is the Spirit of God Himself who reveals that truth to us through the Word. The simple Word. This is not a complex issue. This is not about going through the Old Testament and searching through the logistics of the different feasts that were supposed to be celebrated and comparing that to the life of Christ, figuring out timelines to prove the length of His ministry and how indeed He fulfilled the prophecy of being the Passover lamb, similar to what a Passover lamb should have been. That's a complex study. It's still there in the Word for us to learn. We could call that simple, but it's much more complex than this, which is a simple truth. The issue is that we're taught something, and we're taught something by those in authority over us, something that's been taught for generations, and we just take it as truth, when the Word of God actually says something different. So yes, be a religious person. Practice your religion. But make sure it is religion that is pleasing to God, that He approves of, that is good and righteous. Father, we ask, as always, for clarity in Your Word. Lord, whatever we think we know, show that to us, God. Teach us where our faith, our beliefs, the things we think are true, where perhaps they're not. Father, let us take conscious steps away from tradition and really focus on learning the truth of Your Word. Father, give us the discernment, Lord, and the desire to measure everything we hear against the Word of God. Make us religious people, God, who practice a true, good, holy, righteous religion that is pleasing to You, Father. Lord, we love You, and we can't wait to see You face to face. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Good day, and God bless.
Soul.